I'm essentially saying to farmers today, think about taking on a trainee. If we want to get more young people in the industry, the best way is to actually offer them a job. We do a lot of, you know, talking about how we can encourage kids into agriculture, but if we don't give them jobs, it's pretty hard to get them back in the industry.
So what does this sheep traineeship look like?
So it's essentially, traineeships have been around for a long time, and this is no different. It's essentially a Certificate 3 in agriculture. I say to people, think of it like an apprenticeship, where someone works full-time, but they're also doing a traineeship, and they're supported by the local training provider, which is usually your TAFE. So it's really 12 months on the job as a full-time employee, but learning on the job and getting an outside assessor to come in and actually assess your skills and make sure that you qualify for a certificate.
And what sorts of skills are covered in a typical traineeship?
So look, what we've done to simplify it is we've gone out to industry, spoken to producers, spoken to the Sheep Industry Council and said, what are the skill sets you think people need? And we've come up with a list of 22 that people can pick and choose from. They can choose from others, but it could be as simple as stuff as drenching sheep is a unit of competency. Fixing fencing could be one. You know, some of the farms said, we'd really love it if we could get kids learning how to weld. So it might be preparing metal for fabrication is a unit of competency. So they're everyday skills that you're teaching people anyway.
Now, farmers, like most people, are increasingly time poor. So what's in it for them with these traineeships?
I mean, that's a criticism I hear of these sort of programs, like I don't have time to train someone, but a lot of these farming businesses are training backpackers or seasonal workers, and they're putting time into someone who's not going to be there next season or maybe not even there next month. I actually find that a lot of people, when I explain to them that it's really just having someone alongside you and teaching, you know, probably the same way that their father taught them, I think it's actually really worthwhile because you're getting a trained up staff member. And it actually gives you some succession options. So succession isn't just about, you know, handing the farm over to the next generation of your family. It could be about putting a farm manager in. So if you take on an 18-year-old now and you can train them up, they can do a Certificate 3 now. The following year, if they wanted, they could go into a Certificate 4. That could lead to a diploma or a degree. You know, you might have someone that you employ now, perhaps when they're 25, they might say, you know, I'd really want to do a qualification in agricultural business management. So it's really about skilling up a workforce who can take over management of farms, you know, without necessarily have to sit there and wait to see if your son or daughter's going to come home.
And what is the minimum rate of pay in a typical traineeship?
So my advice is to always check the award rate, because it will depend on their age and their training qualification. But to give you an idea, an 18-year-old school leaver who's under an approved traineeship, the minimum federal award is less than $10 an hour. It's $9.92 an hour. So it is quite low. It is a very low training wage. It's flexible. That's the minimum. You can offer more. You can offer accommodation and you know, quite often farms offer, you know, a vehicle to use. So for around $21,000, you can get someone on a full-time wage, including superannuation. So it's a fairly low starting training wage. Perhaps you might offer bonuses or some sort of profit share mechanism to get that wage up a bit. But it is a really affordable option.
Are there any government incentives for employing a trainee?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you put on a trainee and within the first 3 months of employing them, you actually put them on approved traineeship, you can get up to $5,000 wage subsidy from the government. So that's really attractive. And I guess it offsets some of your time that you're spending training them. So that's what that's for. It's a recognition of that. And there's actually federally funded government advisors who will actually come out and do all the paperwork for you and actually manage that process for you. Again, there are incentives, and it's a recognition that training someone takes time out of your business.